And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. Oh, what a lit episode.
I can't
believe I just said lit.
It was weird because this is the first time I haven't, like, meticulously took notes of, like, oh my god, I'm missing this and I'm missing that. For a while there, I was just sitting and watching, and then I was like, oh, I need to, like, write down who's even in this scene.
Yeah, like, it wasn't, like, drama-filled, but things were just happening.
Yeah.
It like, didn't matter.
It was really enjoyable and entertaining without being, like, eye-rolling all the time.
Yeah.
Definitely those moments still, but.
It was great. But before we get into the podcast, we're on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network. There's a bunch of other podcasts. Check them out. We love it. And if you'd like to get more involved with us, follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta and join our Facebook group.
Our Facebook group is the real gem of this.
Yes, it's the same name as the podcast. Literally, it's about the pasta.
Great conversation. Great breaking news. We got it all.
Yeah. And please subscribe to our podcast. Leave a review. We got two.
We'll save them for
so
the end.
So excited. Oh my god.
Really kind words this week. We're appreciative.
Okay.
So let's mix it up. I had it this week. So I stole a drink off of, I don't even know which menu, but one of the restaurant menus. And I made a cucumber martini.
Ooh, cheers.
Cheers.
It's a very green.
A nice light green.
It's really good.
Kind of strong, so I apologize.
I don't think it's that strong. Maybe.
Fun ice cubes, even though it's freezing outside.
Yeah, Chicago's not doing well with weather right now.
No.
I don't know if we have 6 more weeks of winter.
I've heard we're getting an early spring.
Yeah, right.
That's just what I've heard.
We'll see.
Anyways.
You ready to dive into the podcast?
Yeah, previously on
Vanderpump Rules. We're in Miami, baby.
Whoop, whoop.
They showed a part, this wasn't on the last episode, but just to refresh our memory, Max and Diana are dating, but Max is kind of Dana, oh my god.
I was like, who's Diana?
I wrote Diana.
You're literally mixed, like, combining Danica,
Danica
and I almost said Diana.
Okay, Max and Dana are dating, but Max is kind of a man whore.
They're just seeing each other. They're not dating.
Sorry. Tom versus Stassi. They're going nuts. Ariana's being ignored in Miami. And Kristen gave Carter her house code. And then it was Katie Stassi versus Kristen. Mm-hmm. So let's get into it.
So we pick right back up.
In Miami.
With the girls' dinner.
Oh my god. I don't even know what was happening. Everyone was just yelling at each other.
It started off really normal, I felt like, and then it just became like, well, I hate when people do this where it's like, well, I did this. Like, whenever, like, you're kind of being attacked, and then they just, like, attack you just because, like, they're being attacked.
Yeah, when Kristen said the Tom Schwartz thing.
Yeah, that's just, like, such a low blow.
But then Katie's like, it's apple and oranges, bitch, get over it. And
yeah.
Ooh.
It is, and I sent Alicia this screenshot this morning. Katie Maloney, had a tweet, like, tweeted at somebody, but she posted on her Instagram, too, and so I, like, screenshot the Instagram story, and basically this, like, random person, obviously, because only random people troll, these D-list celebrities.
Yeah.
But basically saying, like, it's not apples and oranges. She was, like, talking about how she was supportive in a tough time for you. And Katie goes, no, she said it to be a bitch. I know that move. I invented it. If y'all remember correctly, that was season 3. I wasn't even friends with Kristen then. So she wasn't there for me. I also didn't sandbag my friend with that shit for 2 years either. And I agree.
That's the part.
Exactly.
If Carter had just cheated on Kristen could have used that. Like, I was there when, even though she wasn't, but yeah, that could have been her thing.
Yeah.
But it's the fact that, like, Carter's not cheating on you.
You're doing this to yourself.
We just don't know what you're doing.
You're, like, lying to yourself. You're lying to everybody.
Yeah.
And you're dragging it out. Like, yeah, like, that Katie stuff happened for a chunk of the season. It wasn't the whole season, because I think it came up, like, towards the end of season 3.
It came up in season 3, and then again in season 5, and then...
It always gets brought up, but, like, yeah, it's not like she's complaining about her, like, making her friends go through this, truly.
She didn't even tell her friends for a while at her bachelorette party when Kristen's yelling at Schwartz about it, and then Stassi's like, why is everyone upset? And Katie's like, oh, they're talking about how Tom cheated on me and stuff. She's like, I don't even know.
Yeah. So it's like, this, it's not this, it is apples and oranges. Yeah. Because A, Kristen apparently wasn't even there for her. And B, she didn't drag it out. Like, this is truly being dragged out. And I get that Kristen's upset with them saying, like, I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to be your friend. But, like, I feel like they're at their wits' end where it's like, well, nothing else is going to change. You're not going to stop lying to us.
I agree. I just don't think Katie's great at getting that point across.
No.
As Lala said, she doesn't have any patience.
No.
Which I think is what angers me about Katie, is that Kristen's clearly very unstable as a person and just needs you to be like, Kristen, you know, like,
this isn't healthy for you.
But instead she's like, shut up, don't talk to me. And I'm like, oh, I hate it.
But I always think it's interesting that, like, when they get pissed off at Kristen, Kristen plays total victim. Like, she didn't bring it up. Or, like, she brought up the Carter stuff. So it's not like they brought up the Carter stuff. Yeah. She was like,
she could have lied and been like, my mom called.
Yeah. Like, or been like, or even said, Carter called, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, they would have been like, what the, and she, like, I feel like she needs to shut them down.
It's not the appropriate time to talk about it.
No.
Like, it's really not.
No. And I think it's so funny that they bring Brittany into it. And
oh, my God. Brittany's like, I'm just trying to have some fun.
Like, can we be nice? And I love how Katie was like, if she brought up that about you and Jax, like, oh, I was there for you when, like, Jax cheated on you. And Brittany's like, yeah, no, I get it.
I love when Stassi's like, Brittany, you're a good friend. Katie and I are bad friends. We're bad friends. Yeah. Brittany, you're a good friend. And Brittany's just like, why the fuck
is
this
happening?
She's
like, you're not bad friends, but, it was just, like, so awkward because it's like, that isn't the time or place.
No, I think that's it. It just was not the time or place.
Half those people don't know what's going on.
Don't know you. Half the people don't care. Lalu's sober. She's like, this is nuts.
She's like, I'd rather be at a strip club.
Which, like, I wish we had gotten more Lala this episode. I wish we had gotten more of her commentary about this.
Because she is the, like, she has the level head. And she brings it up at the beach later, which we can talk about. But, like,
yeah,
a lot going on. But I agree. I think I think Kristen was wrong in this scenario for ever even bringing Katie's, like, relationship into it.
Yeah, I don't think that was great. But then I do think Katie's, like, a super bitch.
I agree. I don't think she knows how to handle it.
I don't think I could be friends with Katie.
I don't think I could be friends with Kristen.
Oh, I don't think I could be friends with her either. I'm going to be friends with Lala and Stassi. Yeah. Those are, like, my two, maybe, and Ariana.
I'll take Dana.
I could fucking take Sheena, even.
I could totally do Sheena. Sheena's the type where it's, like, you plan it every 2 weeks. You're like, yes, let's get dinner every 2 weeks.
Like, she would also, you invite her to your birthday because she would buy you the best present.
Yeah, she would do, like, bottle service. Yeah.
She does not want to lose your friendship.
I agree.
Whatever. So, girls are arguing. While the guys are getting prosthetic, old face,
movie,
old people faces.
Movie quality makeup artists they hired in Miami.
It looked awful.
But, I mean, like, in a good way. Like, yeah. Those artists did a wonderful job, but they look grotesque.
I wouldn't call it, though, like, Hollywood movie level anything.
I agree.
These artists, I'm sure, were great. I would hire them.
But, like, I think the artists screwed them over because they were going for, like, Florida old people.
Like, cute, rich.
Not cute.
You think Tom Sandoval wasn't thinking, like, I want to be a cute old person?
No, that's what they were thinking. But I think the artist did that to them to kind of screw him over. Like, I think they were going for, like, the leathery skin rather than, like,
whatever they were.
A cute little old mate, you know, like, somebody just, like, hobbling down the road. I think they were, like, purposely made them kind of ugly.
Yeah. Well, Sandoval's like, we're going to spy on the girls. And because they did drag for Jax's, or for Tom's.
Yeah.
Bachelor party.
Which I was like, this is genius.
They did the best flashback. I love watching. Tom Sandoval is the prettiest person in drag.
They commit to it, which I love. Like, the fact that one of them had an oxygen tank they had to, like, tote around the whole
night. And I love that there's always, like, at Tom's, there were clearly other people in the bridal party besides just these, like, three Vanderpump people. And those were just the three doing drag. And now it's like, where was Jax's sister's husband?
Yep.
Where were his friends? Nowhere to be seen. It's just
these brother-in-laws, like, or brothers, or whatever they are. Like,
just four old dudes.
Yeah, that's true. I wonder if they did, like, everybody comes to, like, this first part. So, like, that first episode was, like, the whole group. And then they just kind of, I mean, the girls were still there, but, like, it seemed like the guys dropped off.
I think these guys were like, we're not going to put that on our faces.
Yeah, but they weren't even seen in the, I didn't even see them in the episode.
Yeah, I'm sure they wanted to go.
Except for that random one, Jax's groomsman that was tagging him and he was walking
Maybe they were there. They were just kind of cut out of the episode. Like, they were like, Well, you guys shoot this weird walking scene.
We're gonna go sit with the strippers.
So this is for Jax's biggest fear, because
his worst nightmare, which I think is beautiful.
I have what all the boys are, their names. Okay, that's what they said.
You say one, I'll say one.
Oh, did you write down two?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did.
So Jax is Hal.
Go ahead. I didn't write all that down. Okay, you got this.
He owns his own, or he owns a couple strip clubs in Fort Lauderdale. He has borderline personality disorder. He's competitive by nature, and he loves pussy. Woo! I don't know if that's word for word, but that's definitely what was said.
Love it.
Sandoval is Maurice. Sometimes he gets told he looks like Don Henley. I might have typed too fast. Henley? Whatever, I'm very young, so I don't know who this is.
Just keep going.
Because of his cool hair, he looks out for his friends. Schwartz is Nico, originally from Greece.
Yeah.
He's a kind soul, a little bit creepy. Yeah. And Bo is Lou.
Luke, I thought.
Oh, was it Luke?
I heard Luke, but I mean, Lou sounds a lot more normal.
If
because
it's Luke, he really messed up.
Yeah, when I heard Luke and I was like, that's it? That's not an old person's name. Maybe it is Lou.
Oh my god, all I wrote is he loves show.
And Bo could not come up with a bio. He was like, pretty much. He literally had a long pause. It was so awkward. Bo. Clearly this is his first, makeup moment.
He looked best the next morning, though, so I don't know.
Well, he must have taken it off the night before.
We will talk. I have a lot of thoughts.
But anyways, did you catch that note that the makeup artists were like, text us, when you get home, from this night out. Yeah. And we'll come take it off. And I was like, that is a major commitment.
That's nice.
For those makeup artists to come back.
They're so nice.
Yeah.
Who the hell would wake up at 5 a.m. and be like, we have to go take off these?
Yeah, because, in theory, it was like, when you come home from your night out, text us.
Yeah.
At 5 a.m. is what they were planning on.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amazing.
Props to you, ladies.
So now we go back to Sir. Really quick.
Danica's in that manager role again.
Lisa's getting an award the next day.
Hollywood Legacy Award.
Ooh, for her gay rights advocate.
Was that what it was for?
It was something for how she supports
being an advocate.
The gay community. Yeah, or the LGBT community.
It's either that or the dogs. It's either the gays or the dogs.
Those are her two big things. But prize next week.
Woo!
And Danica has to manage.
Okay.
Fuck you, Danica.
Okay, when she was like, I'm a little nervous. I was like, why would you say that to your manager when she says you're going to be here alone?
She scares me because she's like, I'm right out of college. I'll take over
Danica just graduated college. She looks like she's
way older.
I don't know. Sometimes she kind of looks like she's 12 and sometimes she looks like she's 45, I feel like. I don't know. Also, where did she graduate from college? What are you doing? How did you get into Sir? I need the background story, but I'm nervous for Danica, and I feel like that is a foreshadowing that something is going to go wrong. Because she also talked, she pretty much talked to every manager. It seemed like And I also love that Danica was like, "What about Peter?" And she was like, "Well, of course he's in the parade.
It's fucking Peter. No one knows who you are, Danica. I don't care.
And it's Peter."
What do you think of Danica? Can we talk about this?
Well, I think she's really boring.
Yeah,
first
I don't
off.
Really like her.
I think she tries to be
the bad bitch.
A bitchy type gal. Kind of like a sassy, but
she's
more.
She's trying to be a sassy, and she's coming up like a Laura Lee, where I'm just like,
yes!
Oh, okay.
Where it's like, you're just saying something to try to have to say something, and it's not.
Yeah.
It's not working for me.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Danica.
And you're not actually confident. I feel like being a bad bitch or, being, the bitchy type, you don't have to
be confident. Dana does bad bitch great.
Yeah, but she's, she only, gives it back to you when you bring it to her.
Yeah.
She's not a bitch for no reason.
My other thing was, Danica in her interviews are trying to be really, she's trying to be really funny.
Yeah, but it's not funny.
It's uncomfortable to watch.
She's really trying hard, and I hope she's just awkward on camera right now and she gets better because.
She, to me, might be that type that was a fan. And now he's on it, and she's so excited, and she wants to be liked, but it's coming across really bad. And I don't know if it's the producers doing her dirty. I don't know if she just sucks.
I don't think it's the producers, because they're really not even editing, much. It doesn't seem like, when Lisa told her she's going to be manager, her facial expression, I was just like, oh, God.
Lisa, don't do it.
I was nervous.
So I'll manage. Don't do it.
I was like, the bar's probably better off without a manager.
Call Jax. He'd be better.
Yes. I don't know. I don't even know how she got in this manager role, but whatever. Anyways, we're
going to Miami.
We're back in Miami.
Miami. Girls are going out. They get a table, some bottle service. New game. Everyone has to show Brittany their boobs.
I love it.
I love this game.
I love it. And I love when Ariana, like, is, like, raining money in her interview. She goes, could I be using this money to purge my house? Yes. But Brittany's only having one bachelorette party. And in my mind, I was like, is she, though?
let's hope not. I'd love to see Vanderpump Rules season of divorce. Because we didn't see anything about Cheat and Chase, and I need more divorce.
We need another divorce closet.
Vanderpump season 11, get divorced.
I kind of need a rebound moment of Sheena again. You know, when she was, like, really going after, what was his name, Adam? Was it Adam?
Adam was Penguin. Rob.
We need another Rob, where she's, like, really trying hard with a guy.
I'd love to see a Brittany do that. Like, Brittany. I'd say a Brittany, but, like, a Brittany type. And that's just Brittany.
Yeah, but I don't want it to be like Katie or Sassy. I want it to be Brittany.
I want it to be Brittany, and I want him to not be that into it like Rob.
Exactly.
And I want Jax to go for a girl, too, and her not be into it, and they just, like, are a mess.
It would just, yeah, it'd be great.
But I love this. I want to be invited to a bachelorette party where I can show everyone my boobs.
I don't know if I would. I guess I'd have to be pretty drunk.
I would love this game. I have boobs. I have nice boobs.
I don't know if I do. I'm a little self-conscious about
it. I kind of like my boobs.
Because some girls, like, we both, for the audience,
have bigger boobs.
Have pretty big boobs that I feel unconscious. Self-conscious. I feel very unconscious a lot. I feel self-conscious of the little girls, like, the girls who can, like, not wear a bra.
They want bigger boobs, though. The hard part for us would be, like, all the other girls just have to, like, lift their shirts. And
I'm like, let me take my bra.
Hang on, I have my bra. Maybe a little clip in the front. I don't know.
I don't think I've ever flashed anybody like that. Like, in my public place.
Oh, no, not in a public place. I don't think.
I mean, like, obviously that's taking your shirt off illegal. Is not really flashing. Yeah. It's not illegal, is it?
Public nudity?
Oh, I guess. Yeah, I guess that does sound normal.
Well, whatever. They're doing
anyways,
it.
We're not breaking laws.
The boys enter with an oxygen tank.
Love
dedication,
it.
Dedication, Jack.
I love when, I don't know who says it, but somebody goes, they're like watching the dancers, and they're like, she's my granddaughter's age.
Yeah, she's my granddaughter. I was like, oh my God, that is so creepy.
And Katie is quick on the case.
Oh, she's like, those are the guys.
Which, I don't think I would have noticed.
I think Tom Schwartz might have been like, you'll never recognize me. And then she's like, oh.
But also, like, they look so out of place that it's like, that has to be them,
obviously.
That has
to be them.
There's four of them. Yeah.
There's four. And we
That's the
be
problem. If,
them.
Like, the other guys in the Bachelor, like, Bachelor, in the group, and the groomsmen had been a part of it, I feel like it would have been more normal.
Where there was, like, 100 old guys? It's just
not 100, but, like, 20. I kind of feel like it would have been more normal. I don't think they would have expected the other guys to dress up.
I don't think they would have either. But the fact that there were just four of them, and they happened to be right in front, and
also,
there were cameras pointed
at
them.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it's the whole film crew.
But
I loved, I think it was Lala who goes, is it real? Like, no, that's not them. Like, she was, like, so gullible that it wasn't
them. I know.
Them.
And Stassi's face was like, really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. She was so horrified. And then, so the girls go up to him, and Brittany grabs Jax and just goes, is this our future?
Oh my,
oh my God. Oh, I hope not,
Brittany,
for you.
You have 5 years.
Get out now. Jax is already 40.
Yeah. It's coming
only
quick.
10 more years.
Here's the thing, Brittany. I know you want kids, so get a baby and get out.
Get out.
Get a baby and get out.
Get on me. There's tons of other guys that'll take your fame and fortune and also take care of your baby.
Yeah. Oh, they 100%. Would. They would. Yep. So then Ariana said she has never been so horrified and impressed. And I was like,
I loved it.
I agree.
I loved it. And the girls are all giving them lap dances, which is so creepy if you look at it from, like, if I'm at the club and I just see an old guy with, like, a younger on. Just
especially,
like,
with cameras around, to be honest.
God.
I'd be like, what new
what
reality
show
TV show
is this?
This? Yeah. Especially
in my
80s.
And it's just
my God.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah. I agree.
Horrifying. Especially Sandoval picking up Ariana and, like, like, humping her.
Yeah.
I was like, Oh my god.
Yep, 100%.
So then Schwartz and Katie.
Oh wait, hold on. We got a quick countdown to the wedding. We're 24 days out.
Oh yeah, you're right. 24 days.
Don't forget.
They have giant pictures of their faces
too. That was pretty cool.
That was great.
A giant fat head. I felt like I was at a basketball game.
Yeah. Jax, we got married in 24 days.
Can you believe it? And he's like, no.
He's like about to make his escape while no one can recognize
him. Yes, seriously.
So Katie and Tom excuse themselves. Katie starts to tell Tom about Kristen.
Well, first.
No, she starts. And then he comes through with his pants
down. No. Oh. Before that, Katie said something on Instagram again about this to give more detail. But basically, Katie looked at Schwartz and Chris was right next to them and goes, she's cut. Right in front of Chris.
Oh, yeah, she's cut.
Yeah, and Chris was like, I guess I'm cut. Which Katie said on Instagram that Kristen was like, obviously Kristen said that shitty stuff about Katie at dinner. And then this was like right in the first few, I'm going to say the first hour they were probably there. As soon as they saw the guys and like did that whole segment, Kristen was like either dancing or sitting on Tom Schwartz's lap. And Katie was like, you don't get to say this shit about us. And then like, everything's cool with him and not with me. Like, you don't like, no, you don't get to like hang out and be besties with my boy or husband. And like talk shit about us. Then.
Yeah.
And so that's why I think she pulled him aside.
Oh. Because
she was like, she's cut.
Get
and
off
like,
him.
She was right there.
Damn. Okay, then fuck you, Kristen, for doing that. That's crazy. I'd be pissed.
But yeah, I love the little strip tease. I love how Katie was like, no, I don't.
Oh my god,
don't.
She's like,
stop.
And he pulls down those big, tidy whities, and she's like, you have to.
Because, like, can you imagine being in the club and seeing that?
And she's probably just like, I cannot believe. Although, remember when Katie said Tom's dick was small?
Yeah.
It didn't look too small.
It was a nice bulge.
It looked okay.
I liked how they always, because they were wearing the tidy whities every time, like,
it
somehow they're,
huge.
Well, that too, but somehow anytime their dick was referenced or came out or anything, they were like, those saggy balls, you old guy. Like, people would always make those comments.
It looked horrifying.
It looked kind of gross, but didn't look small.
So, Katie is telling Schwartz about what Kristen did.
Yes.
And about what Sandoval said.
Yeah, which I was like, I mean, they did it to themselves, but like, they're kind of doing the same thing that Sandoval and Ariana are doing to them. Like, they were kind of throwing them under the bus without making it, like, about their abilities. You know, like, Sandoval and Ariana were making it about Tom's abilities with, like, to run the business.
Yeah.
Whereas Tom Schwartz was always just like, I think he made a bad judgment call.
Yeah.
Like,
What I liked about this was Schwartz to Katie was like, he's my business partner. And I was like, no, don't defend him.
Yeah.
But then in his interview, he was like, I know my strengths. And
yeah.
I'm not worthless.
Yeah.
And I was like, good for you, man. And
because I think he does recognize it. And he knows he's messed up with, like, the bartending stuff.
Yeah.
And he knows, like, he can't be the guy who puts everybody on his back. You know, like, he can't be that reliable. But he does have his strengths. Like,
yeah.
He can plan a party with Stassi, especially because Stassi can plan her own party.
And Stassi's very understanding, I think, with Schwartz, especially because they are so close.
Yeah.
That if Schwartz, like, did have questions or needed help, Stassi would be there in a second.
Yeah.
And, like, Schwartz, like, he can admit when he's wrong.
Yes.
He can admit when he's messed up in the past. He knows. But he knows this time that
he didn't do anything wrong.
He knows that he was just putting on an event. He told everyone. And how come, like,
yep.
No one was listening.
And the thing is, like, you have a manager whose job it is to manage the event side of this. Like, the actual, the people working and things like that.
Max,
like, that is
Lisa,
Max's job.
He said this episode at some point, he's like, yeah, I have a whole staff full of people.
Yes. Yeah, I have the staff ready for Pride.
I'm ready.
Uh-huh. I agree. It was, and I'm happy Schwartz at least was aware of everything Sandoval's been saying, because I don't think he was, because obviously they both had their conversation with Lisa, but Ariana's the one who has been making it worse, to be honest. She is, like, Sandoval said is one thing, but she is echoing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a good look, to be honest.
No, not really.
And, but I did love this. Schwartz said, just because I'm the man in the sidecar doesn't mean I'm the sidekick.
I loved it.
Which is true. Like, like, in a sense, Schwartz lets Sandoval take charge. He kind of, like, he could block him and do things like that.
I think it's a thing, like, I need to know what's happening. people. Yeah. I can be a planner sometimes.
Yeah.
But if I know someone in the group is more, like, A-type than I am,
you take a step out. Yeah.
I'll be like, whatever you want to do, I'm fine with it. I can be really easygoing.
Yes.
But if no one's stepping up, I will straight step up.
Which I think, listen. I don't think Schwartz is fully that step up level, but I think he's like, yeah, you can come talk to me.
Plus, I think if Stassi's like, you have to step up, he's like, okay, like, I'm here.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Well, it's in a sense like Stassi was the one stepping up and making the plans and doing this, and Sandoval was just, like, assisting. Schwartz was, like...
Sandoval was sending group text messages.
No. Schwartz was, like, assisting and being like, yep, I'll make sure, like, yeah, we have...
I'll talk to Max. I'll talk to the right people.
Yeah. You do the planning, I'll communicate it to the right people, which, in my mind, he did.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
So, then we're back in Tom-Tom. Back at Tom Tom. This is our
first time at Tom Tom.
Max is working. This is the part. Lisa comes in.
Lisa goes through the whole thing again. Here's about Pride.
So Lisa walks in, and she stops at the first table and goes, hi, how is everything?
Yeah.
Can you fucking imagine if you're eating your cheese fries?
I was like, hi. Do you want to sit down? So can normal. I get you some tea is what I would do. Like,
they seem so normal. They're like, yeah, it's good. I would have been like, sorry, I'm choking on my chicken finger.
That place looked pretty dead, though, so I wonder if it was, like, a local.
Or, like, Lisa's plant. It's actually a Tom Tom employee that they just put there. Yeah. She actually knows those people,
and it's just like, hey, how are you? Oh, man. Yeah. She adopted another, like, another child who's, like, 28 years old. Please adopt me, Lisa.
So, Pride's a week away. Yep. Max is ready.
That is how a manager reacts.
He's going to work during Pride. He has his staff ready during Pride. Oh, he's not going to be in the parade. That's fine. He's ready. He's here.
He's ready to do it alone.
What the fuck are you doing?
You don't, at least, like, I get if you would tell your friend you're nervous, but when
your boss,
the majority owner, comes and talks to you about how you're going to be the only one there, you say, okay.
Sure. So Lisa's like, so Danica's going to be the manager at CERN. Max is like, I don't think he necessarily gives her the stink eye because he doesn't like her. I think it's more of like, you're going to leave your restaurant
to her. In those hands? Yeah, I agree. But I love that Max talks about how he wants to extend the job to James to DJ the event.
Oh my.
And I think he handled this really well. Because it was finally. I mean, he was slightly asking for Lisa's permission, like, do I have your blessing in a sense? But it's like, we're going to move, this is our decision, are you good with it?
And he called Sandoval and Schwartz to get the okay from them. They've agreed.
Mm-hmm.
They're willing to take the blame. Max said he's willing to take the blame. Yeah,
which I think, like, that is how a manager does it.
Yeah, he's like, this is what we want.
But I think we should give him a chance.
But Lisa's like,
Lisa put some rules. Yeah.
No drinking.
And Max says he hasn't been drinking much. And Lisa does not buy that.
Right here, and I know we saw next on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
But right here, I wrote, oh my God, I hope James does okay. I love him.
Well, Max says he has him under control, but if you think about it, that is a hard thing to manage, is a guy who's not supposed to be drinking, who gets shit-faced on Pride, we already know that, and an entire bar of people getting shit-faced on Pride.
I'm sad about it, though. Like, I love
James. I want James to do well.
I do, too.
I just don't have high hopes. Yeah.
But even next week, if we do see James go down the drain, I know I'm going to be like, it's fine. I love James.
I love him. I love him on the show. I don't think I could be friends with him. I think he'd piss me off, but I just love him on this show.
We have a coworker. He said he was cool. I could be party friends with him. You know, like, we go out, we hang out, it's a good time.
Yeah.
I don't have to go home with
you. I think you have to do what, like, Lala has done now. Say, like, I love you, but I don't want to drink with you too much. Like, I don't want to be work friends with you. I want to be personal friends a little bit.
Oh, I would be, like, work going out friends.
Yeah, but like, I would rather work at Tom Tom and he DJ at Sir. Because then I don't have to deal with all of his issues.
Oh, yeah, but then, like, we go out together. Yeah. Like, if he is drinking, I get to leave at any time.
I would need, I can't go out with him solo, though. There needs to be, like, four other people.
And, like, an Irish goodbye.
Yes. Yep. 100%.
So we go back to Sir now, down the street.
Oh, this was the biggest drama of the episode, and I'm so angry about it.
Oh, my fucking God. Dana and Danica have their talk. And Danica's like, hey, Dana, Max is literally the worst.
Yeah.
Basically the whole chat. And she tells her about Adriana?
Okay. So I have it as Adriana. She's a current Sir employee.
Yeah.
Her and Max were like kind of together. And on Adriana's birthday, Max slept with one of, like, went home and slept with one of Adriana's friends. Which I'm like,
I'm not laughing because it happened, but I'm laughing because, like, how come Dana works at this place, is dating Max, has never heard about this until she's dating Max?
Like, true. Because it's not like the restaurants are miles away, states away from each other, miles away from each other. They're right down the road.
Also, how come Adriana wasn't like, hey, I'd believe it if it came from Adriana. Like, hey,
yeah,
this is what happened to me. Woman to woman.
Yes, whatever. That's a woman to woman.
But Danica comes over and is like, woman to woman, this is what happened. I'm like, are you in friends with Adriana?
And it's like, when you're somebody's manager, you can't pull this, like, friendship stuff. Like, that's just not how it works. Like, you need to be your manager.
Never got involved. And that's why he's not a big player on the show. But, like, he has his job still, Danica. Like, get out.
It's like, you're her manager, you're supposed to, A, be somebody she can come to, so the minute you start playing into all of this mean girl drama, you're not being a good manager.
Yeah.
Because you're choosing sides of your employees, and you can be friends with some of your employees, but you can't get involved in their personal drama.
Peter obviously liked Jax and Tom more than he liked James. Yeah. But he never, the drama would happen and Peter would be like,
he never said a word on it.
Not at work.
Yeah.
Like, that was it. So, we're having this conversation, and Dana in her interview is like, Danica hasn't talked to me for weeks, and now all of a sudden, she has my back.
I love the flashback, whenever she's like, hey, and like,
And no nothing. Words.
Yeah.
And like, Danica could be really right, but she's really set herself up horribly that I probably wouldn't believe her either.
If you're not friends with somebody, if this wasn't your personal story, no matter who you are, even if you're not their manager, nobody's going to take it well. Like, it's not like they're going to, like Dana said, I'm not going to believe this girl who doesn't talk to me over the guy I've been seeing.
Thank you for telling me to go get drinks sometime.
Yeah, like, we're not friends. We clearly, like, in a sense, have no connection besides that you're my manager, but you don't really manage me. You just came back from
suspended.
Yeah, so, like, we have really no relationship, and you're now, just because I'm dating Max.
And you're friends with Sheena.
Yeah. You're gonna, like, tell me all these red flags that aren't, honestly, that major of red flags. Because, to be honest, we already know he's a player.
I can't think of someone I would walk up to and be like, hey, I've never dated this guy, and also I kind of barely know
him. I've actually had this happen to me.
But he's a bad guy. Someone, like, that's not even...
Yeah, so when I was in college, I... Like, we weren't even dating, hadn't ever hooked up. It was just kind of like a flirty friendship and stuff.
Yeah.
And we had, like, this guy and I had a class together. And we stayed friends for, like, after the class was over. And so it was, like, the second... Like, the semester after we had a class together. And this girl who was from his, like, hometown, like... They had, like, a thing one Christmas break. I don't even know. But we were sophomores, me and the guy, and she was a freshman. And so they must have had something when they were in high school. But it never, like, really turned out to be dating or anything. She was in the same sorority as one of my best friends. And me and my best friend were sitting at a table in the library. And she, like, walked up, talked to my friend Allie, and basically started being like, oh, do you know so-and-so? And I was like, yeah, like, yeah, we had a class together. Like, truly nothing had happened. Yeah. We just had a very flirty friendship. And it was really fun because, like, we were good, like, confidants. Like, we really talked about a lot of stuff, but nothing. Literally never even kissed.
Okay.
And I was just like, that's weird. And he, like, I told him that, like, this girl came up to me and he went off on her. Like, and I yelled at him for it because I was like, okay, you took that reaction a little too far. But, like, this has happened to me where, like, somebody, I don't know, I never met the girl in my life. Had, here's like, given me her advice.
At least she kind of had a stake in it.
Yeah.
It'd be like if that girl's friend came up to you and you were what?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't go to that high school?
It was so weird. And then, like, me, my friend Allie and I, like, it was so funny when, like, he basically bitched out of her text and other girl sent screenshot of the text to my friend Allie. Allie sent it to me. And it was just, like, all these screenshots kept getting passed. It was great college dumb drama. But once again, nothing was happening between us. So I can't even imagine actually, like, having something, like, so dumb, just, like, a hooking up relationship with him.
Yeah, this would be her friend, because this is Sheena's friend.
Like, yeah.
Weird thing.
I can't imagine, basically, if that girl's friend saw me at the library and was just
that,
like,
that girl's friend that, like, probably wasn't around when they were dating either.
Yeah.
So, like, what's your stake? Oh, Danica, my God. You are that girl's friend.
Like, calm down. Because clearly it is very clear Max is a player.
Yeah, and it's very clear Dana knows. She fucking gets it. She's heard it from Sheena.
She has said it probably every episode. They're not dating. They're just exploring things, having a good time. And I think if that happened to Dana, I think, yeah, she'd be upset. She'd probably bitch him out. But she would, like, be like, not surprised.
She'd be like, you can tell me I told you so, but, like, have a great day. Goodbye.
Yeah, I'm going to explore this because I might as well.
Mm-hmm. So we go back to Miami after this, like, ridiculous conversation. Ariana, Kristen, and Brittany are still going with Schwartz, Sandoval, and Jack.
Yeah.
Everyone else, like, went to bed.
Yeah, I love how you get, like, the people in bed, and then you go cut to fucked up Kristen and all the couples.
The group. Yeah, fucked up Kristen, fucked up Schwartz.
Fucked up, yeah.
Which I was like, is Kristen gonna make a move?
I was so curious what was happening, but Kristen's going off about Katie and, like, she's clearly just drunk. Nobody really cares, and I kind of loved it. Yeah.
And Jax is like, shut the fuck up.
The Toms and Ariana leave. They're like, okay.
So funny. Yeah, so Ariana and the Toms are gonna have a nice little chat.
This is where I'm like, Ariana, you're overextending yourself. Like, the guy should be talking this out themselves.
Ariana shouldn't be here. No, but whatever. I have a lot of notes on this. So, the issue was, I think, from what I got from this conversation that has never been shown before.
Sandoval's issue. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
They can't serve alcohol at Tom Tom without serving food.
Which is typically most bars, restaurants, up until a certain point.
Yes. And then there's Schwartz that's like, the cook was there. I think the cook was there because if this was the issue, this would have been mentioned 3 episodes ago.
Yes. And I think Schwartz handled it so well by being like, you don't even know if the cook was there. You weren't there.
Yeah.
You weren't there.
Schwartz, I'm going to say it right out. Schwartz starts strong.
Yeah. He was crushed. The problem is when people guilt him by being like,
yeah.
And he feels, Schwartz is a guy that feels guilty. So he would rather apologize and know he's right just to make you feel better.
Yeah. So Schwartz lets them know how stupid this whole thing is.
Yes.
And that he's not incompetent.
Yes.
He straight up is like, yes, do something. And I was like,
I'm having to stuck up for himself.
And he even goes, Sandoval is the king of, I'm sorry,
but yes.
Oh my God, best flashback.
And then Ariana, oh yeah, I loved all of those flashbacks. And then Ariana says, him saying but doesn't take away from the apology. But if you ever know how to apologize, and everybody should know this, you don't say but.
Yeah.
You should not have to explain anything except for say, I am sorry because.
Yeah.
Because the minute you say but, you're trying to prove a point of why you're not wrong. Right. Yeah.
And Schwartz says Sandoval always has to be right.
Yeah.
Which, I'm seeing it now.
Yes, I agree.
The I'm sorry but, I hate that. Because I always be like, no but.
Yeah.
No,
the minute, it's not like you're saying, I'm sorry, but I didn't realize what I did. Mm-hmm. Like, that is a little different because it's not like, but you're still taking away from your I'm sorry. Like, you're diminishing the I'm sorry by always saying but. Like, there are some times where you don't realize you're, like, saying but. Like, you could always say and. Like, I'm sorry and I didn't realize what I was doing.
Yeah. I'll always say, like, if I really do think I'm right, I'll always just be like, I'm sorry that I hurt your feelings.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to. I was doing it.
Yeah.
But if you straight up go, I'm sorry, but, right
then. The minute he thing. Always, it was always, I'm sorry, but, like, sorry, right
but,
in a row.
I'm sorry, but.
Because it's not like he said, I'm sorry, but I want to say this, you know, like, just to get my point across one last time. It's always, I'm sorry, but you're wrong, basically.
Yeah. And Ariana starts to say that thing about, like, when he says but, and Sandoval yells at her. I was like, he's like, you don't even know what you're talking about. And I was like, don't belittle her like that.
Yeah.
Don't come at her all of a sudden. He's getting heated.
It was crazy. Like, I was, by the end of it, I was happy Ariana was there because I felt like she was sticking up for Schwartz a little bit. Or, like, just trying to, like, mediate it. She was kind of mediating it. Sandoval takes it way too far.
He's getting really snippy
with
Schwartz.
Which is, like, this is the guy who, he hasn't thrown you under the bus. The only thing he's throwing you on the bus is the thing you do agree about, the texts.
Like, he keeps talking about the text. The text was wrong, though. If you had just, like, not sent that text, Stassi wouldn't know there was an issue.
Yes.
And there wouldn't have been an issue between Stassi
and Tom. And to be honest, you shouldn't, if you have an issue with your restaurant as the host, you shouldn't be telling the guest.
No.
That's like if I had a birthday party at that and he went off on me, I'd be like, this is your problem.
Yeah.
You didn't manage this event correctly.
Chuck E. Cheese doesn't call the parents and say they don't have enough people.
Yeah.
You fucking figure it out. Yeah. I'm so... So, Danville's still yelling, and I put, like, I'm really proud of Schwartz, because it did feel like two against one at some point.
Yes.
And but he held it.
The worst part is when Sandoval says that their business was on the line. Again, every time Sandoval talks about being, it's their business, they're the owners, it's not your business on the line.
If you go down, you'll lose 5% of whatever you put in there.
Yeah.
Lisa's losing 90%.
I'm sure you've already...
Her is 5%.
I'm sure you've already gained that money back.
Yeah, you're fucking fine.
You're fine. You clearly bought a house. You're not missing that money. And stop acting like it was the end-all be-all. Because guess what? If you didn't have a chef there or, like, somebody cooking food and, like, let's just say a cop walked in and, like, they would give you a ticket probably rather than shut your business down.
Also... Oh, you're short on bartenders? Hop in the back of the kitchen, too. You're going to hop behind the bar.
Yeah.
Hop in the kitchen really quick. Start making a sandwich or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I felt like it was a giant cop-out for Sandoval to, like, prove a point. But again, like we said, he wasn't there. He doesn't know. He clearly wasn't a part of any of this planning. And I wish we really could get more of Max's side of this story.
I do, too, of, like, what was happening in the midst of... Yeah. Honestly, I have a 10 out of 10 feeling that Max had it handled.
Yeah.
And neither of them knew because you don't bother the owners with that shit.
Well, the thing is, like, if a few of your bartenders dropped out of this event, that's their fault. That's not Stassi's fault that bartenders backed out of an event.
Like two episodes. It's not Stassi's fault.
It just is annoying.
So.
But it was nice that they ended it really nice. And they did talk about the.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I'm very upset that Sandoval goes, I fucked up and you fucked up. Because I don't really think Schwartz fucked up in any way.
I think the only thing he fucked up about is not realizing the importance of a lot of things. Like, I know Ariana throws out protocol, but I don't think Schwartz truly does know all the protocol. But Max was there to be a backup. I don't think there was a problem, but I'm just saying.
Like, in any situations, would I trust Schwartz? Probably not.
Yeah.
But in this situation, that's like saying, like, if something had gone wrong, it's like, but it didn't, you know, kind of thing, where it's like, so he can't be like, I fucked up, you fucked up.
I think
again, that
nothing
takes
happened.
Away from him being like, I fucked up.
Yeah.
But Schwartz, I think, is like, okay,
It's like Sandoval's control issues. Like, I have these problems when, like, somebody says they're going to plan something, and I know they're not a good planner, it does truly stress me out, and I do want to take it over, but it didn't seem like Sandoval wanted to take this over, that's another asterisk. But I understand that, like, it's one of those things where you need to say, like, you need to be better at, or you need to let me handle these things from now on. Like, set those boundaries. And don't say, he didn't fuck up. He didn't fuck up. But
what
I understand. But what I'm saying, it's Sandoval's control issues. Like, it's his problem. But he needs to set boundaries and then say, okay, but how about I just handle all events from here on out?
No, but if I'm Schwartz, I'm going to be like, but I want to be involved. I also want to do this.
Then how about we handle these together?
I did tell you.
Yeah, okay, okay.
All
right.
I'm just saying,
I understand that. I see Sandoval's control issues, and I know I have these problems too, where it's like, you shouldn't have taken this on. I should have done this, but it was Sandoval's issue for not getting involved.
I personally don't think Schwartz. I think Schwartz did a lovely job. It turned out okay.
Yes.
Good for you, Schwartz. Sorry that you have this fucked up friend right now.
But I think it was nice that they each said that they bring different things to the table. Sandoval focuses on the details, and Schwartz is a big picture guy, which is true because in theory he was focused on having Stassi be happy with the event and the happiness of the customers, whereas the behind the scenes details will make the customers happy. But how about we just do it all together?
Agreed. It's fine. You know what? They're fine. I can be fine. We can finally put this to rest.
Yeah. But we do get later, like, Katie talking. I think it's the next morning.
Wait, the next morning they're all still in their old man stuff.
Everybody but Beau. But Beau has this creepy mustache.
This cannot be good for their skin.
No. But Katie was talking to Schwartz about Kristen and saying she just needs to take a break from her. Mm-hmm. And she,
I'll show her how to take a break from someone. I'll take a break from her.
Which I think is best.
Yeah.
I don't think it needs to be like, I don't want to be friends with you. I think it's, hey, I think we just need to take a beat. Like, obviously, this is overwhelming me, and I'm not handling this correctly, but, like, I also can't handle it.
Yeah. So Kristen's really sad, though. She's sad she's going to lose her two best friends.
Which I think this is so dumb because I don't think Kristen is taking ownership. I don't think Katie's taking ownership of her issues in this, but I don't think Kristen even sees her issues.
I just think this is dramatic. Like, if you're real friends, you're not going to... Why doesn't Kristen just stop talking about Carter?
Yeah.
Why don't the girls just stop acknowledging Carter? Like, I have these friends, and I'll be like, I don't really want to talk about your boyfriend. Like, I'll just leave it. And be like,
or, like, I mean, I've had friends where I've had issues with them, or, like, they're negative people in my life. Like, that's how I think Katie is dealing with this issue, is she's tired of this negative, dumb, like, drama. And I've had friends like that, so it's like, okay, I'm gonna answer your call every three times, not every time. So it's like, you need to set your own boundaries with them. Katie's clearly not setting those boundaries, and she's not communicating it correctly. But Kristen acts like they're being mean for no reason.
I think, though, Katie can be really mean.
No, I agree, but Kristen acts like there's nothing going wrong in her camp.
Do I think it needs to be at this extent? No. Like, I think Katie's ready to cut her completely out of her life.
I don't think she will. I think in her mind, she's like, I'm done, you know? But obviously, all of her friends hang out with, well, not in present day, I don't think, but... at this point in the show, like, they're all hanging out with her, so she clearly can't take a hard break from her. Like, she'll see her in group settings.
Yeah, but, I don't know. I think Katie can be a bitch. Like I said, I don't think I could be friends with her. I don't think I'd have any leeway to mess up.
I don't think she's a great communicator.
No. But let's take a pause on these girls, because it's exhausting. Jax has his face makeup on.
Oh my god.
Okay, so they go to wake up Sandoval. This was the funniest part for me.
I love it. No, Jax is like, I can barely open my eyes.
So they go into Sandoval's room. Schwartz is like pounding on the door.
And they're like, I don't think he's awake.
Sandoval's sleeping. And Jax the whole time is complaining. Oh, it hurts so bad. I can't open my eyes. Oh my god, I'm going to die.
It's insane.
The whole time, like, whenever.
I want to know. I kind of wish they're, you know how sometimes they timestamp it and they'll be like, 8:05. 8:10.
Yeah.
I wish we had timestamp of how long they had to sit there and knock.
That was so funny.
Because it seemed for a while, but also I love it because they had to wake up and let those camera crews in there.
It's so, like, funny.
It probably took 5 seconds.
The guys are finally let in and they're all waiting for the makeup artist to show up.
But Jax cannot wait long enough.
Oh my god, this made me. I was like, oh my god,
I was cringing.
Ripping it off.
I was scared of what was going to happen.
Same. And even the makeup artist walking in the
like, was like, stop!
Stop doing it! But notice, like, Jax is, like, complaining. Sandoval's in bed. And Schwartz is sitting, like, laying
like,
on his stomach with, like, his feet.
Yeah.
He was so cute.
Well, honestly, I understand Jax taking off his little hair piece. That made sense to me. I feel like you could take that off. But yeah, it's like, I wouldn't want to fuck up my face.
No, I would leave it. I would leave all of it. Because what if your hair comes out with that?
Yeah, that's true. And you're 24 days away from the wedding. I was thinking about that. They all were talking about how their face was messed up the rest of the day. And I was like, we are 24 days out from your wedding.
Yeah, that butter knife. I was like, you gotta stop.
Also, what if that's... I mean, those things aren't sharp, but they're sharp enough that what if you're... Like, you know how like you... Ugh.
They were like, you need to stop. And I was so upset.
That lady started getting shit out real quick, like all the sponges.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even imagine what they had to put on there, like to use to get it off.
Horrifying.
That probably ruined their skin as well.
It's probably so dry.
All right. So, but we go to the beach. Yeah. We're with the girls ish. Some of the girls.
And Kristen, though, are not there. They decided to go to the pool.
Which, what an interesting combo, but whatever.
Which Brittany's okay with because she doesn't want this drama around.
Yeah, this drama.
Oh my god. I don't know when she can't say drama, but why was it this one area?
The classic Brittany. Yeah, she talked about drama a lot this episode.
My drama. I was like, oh god.
Anyways. But she agrees that.
It's better.
She agrees that Katie and Stassi, like, they can't stop being friends with Kristen, but, like, she understands their point. But she's not going to, like, Brittany's not going to stop being friends with Kristen.
Yeah.
Which I think Brittany's handling this well.
Yes. And I think Brittany, she even said she's like, this needs to stop right now. Like, nothing's going to get solved. I think she realized that. And I think Lala had a lot of good things. She's like, Katie.
Girl of wisdom.
Katie, you're super real, and I appreciate that, but you have no patience for anyone's mistake.
Yeah.
People mess up and you just go off.
Yeah.
She's like, mom. And then she looks at Sasha. She's like, you have a lot of patience.
You're more,
Which I appreciate, you know? And it's like, okay, great. And
which I think she was also trying to say, like, you're on the opposite side of the coin where, like, I kind of think Sasha has too much patience.
Here's my thing, though. like, Stassi seems saddened by this because I think she knows their friendship is suffering, especially if she stays friends with Katie. Because Katie is totally that type to be like, oh, you're friends with Kristen? You're also kind of toxic, you know? And I think Stassi realizes, like...
She's trying to straddle these.
She even said, she's like, this is sad because which is the WeHo where... Talking shit about people on the beach.
Drinking out of our purse. Yeah. And it's like, and now
we're... Stassi and Katie are just on the beach talking shit about Kristen.
Yeah.
And I think she's sad. I think she's like, a boy, Carter, of all boys, should ruin this friendship.
And I think Stassi doesn't know how to handle it because it's like, some people, you know, need tough love. And some people need different, like, ways. But it's like, I don't think she knows how to do this because it doesn't seem like Kristen... truly wants to be with Carter, but it doesn't seem like she Kristen's just in this gray area, so like Stassi doesn't know even what advice to give.
I'm a big believer in you need the advice that you give out, so I'm very tough love.
Yeah.
And that's what I need from people, but Kristen is not tough love.
But she won't take any advice, I've noticed.
But when she, think about when she gives advice. She's really caring. She cares about you. She'll talk it out for days with you. She'll let you into your home to sleep there. But no one in this group will let her do that.
Stassi did it a little bit when they were sitting on her couch once and Stassi was talking really calmly with
and
her.
And I think it worked for, like, I think Kristen realized, like, because if you think about it, she did move into her own place. At the time, they were in limbo. Like, does Carter
during the moving period, it was very, he's not coming. He's not.
And she didn't. And technically, all he has is the code to her house. Like, yeah. He's still not moved in there.
Yeah, that's true. It is one step
forward. It's not great.
It was two steps forward, one step back.
Yeah,
but, like, we are still one step total forward.
It's not the worst thing that could happen. It's not like she can change the code.
Yeah. I know. I was thinking about that. I was like, Katie, calm down.
Like, I just don't think this should be the end all be all.
Yeah,
I agree. And I don't think Stassi thinks that either.
Yeah. But... the boys are at the pool with Sheena and Kristen, which I thought that was so odd that they just kind of crashed it.
Okay, if there are two girls to be at a bachelor party, it's Sheena and Kristen.
And Sheena doesn't like being called boy crazy, yet she follows the boys to the pool.
Yeah.
But anyways, Kristen said she was almost in tears last night, which, to be honest, I didn't see that.
I think the only time I could have seen it was when Katie was like, she's cut. And Kristen, that weird, like,
face. She was just like, But it's like, I feel like Kristen, this whole situation, she wants sympathy from every person around her.
I think she just needs one person to be like, I have your back.
I feel like, because like she goes to Carter and she's like, I love you, we're great. Like, I feel like she just wants the attention. Then she goes to the girls or like everybody else. She's like, I don't want to be with him, but it's so hard to separate I feel like she wants sympathy.
I've been in a relationship where all my friends were like, you should break up with him.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to, so it was that weird limbo thing. Because your friends have a lot of impact on you. And I think if the friends would just be like, whatever you want to do to make you happy, she would just get back with Carter and like call it a day.
I don't think she would, though.
I do.
Because they weren't like this when they were, like, they weren't on her when they were dating. They were on her at the last little bit,
neither were my friends until my first breakup with him, and it was bad, and they dealt with the breakup, and then I got back together with him, and that's when my friends were like, no.
Yeah.
So I did a weird limbo. Like, I still, to this day, don't think my friends know the extent I was with him at the time.
Because you're, like, hiding it.
Yeah, and it gets stressful. Yeah, that's true. So I have to kind of sympathize with Kristen in the sense that, like, if you constantly, you love someone, and everyone's constantly, like, nope. Then you're like,
But your feelings are different. That it's like you're battling. Because, like, obviously your friends' opinions are very important to you. But, your internal thoughts are obviously conflicting their thoughts. I've never been in that position.
It's hard.
Yeah. And Kristen said she feels like she can't do anything right. Which I do agree because, honestly, if I was in the position where, in a sense, an ex-boyfriend called me and said, hey, I have some stuff at your apartment I need right now. I know you're out of town. I would have given them the code to my house. Unless, like, something majorly happened, I would have totally given him the code.
Yeah, he's just an ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, it's not like Carter did something terrible. Like, they just kind of, like...
suck as a couple.
Yeah. So it's like, it's not like he's a murderer. He didn't, like, cheat on her. Even if he did cheat on her, he's not, like, a truly a bad guy that, like... letting him go grab a staff is a bad thing. Yeah. He's not going to rob you.
It was his work stuff. Yeah. I have sympathy about that.
And I'm like, I don't think Kristen really stated that. She makes it sketchy when she did tell them, it like didn't help. But like, I feel like, yeah, Kristen can't do anything right. Because I don't think she was at fault for giving him the code for that reason.
I think it was weird when she's like, Carter called, so I gave him the code to my house.
That is the problem.
Explain.
Carter called, and I accidentally had some stuff for his work, so I had it, like, I gave him the code so he could grab it.
I'll change it when I get back. Yeah. That's what she should have said.
Yeah. I agree.
She doesn't change it when she gets back. How are they going to know?
Yeah. But we get nothing else from really the boys, besides they're tired, and Jax is going to drink. But we go back to Los Angeles.
Dana's apartment.
Woo! I kind of like this.
I'm in this storyline for real.
I am too, because it was nice that we went to Dana's apartment. I feel like a lot of stuff in this show happens in people's apartments, so this kind of makes her an official cast member that we've been to her house now.
I like Max before the racist stuff. Like, if I ignore the horrible racist things that he had in his past, I really like Max.
I do too.
Now, maybe he's not racist anymore. Ignorance is a big thing. Maybe he's better now. I don't know. But I like his character on Pump.
I think he seems like pretty cool. And they have like a friendly banter that like...
He seems fine.
Obviously, before the show started, we don't know what their like working relationship was. But it seems like they were like kind of friendly, had a lot to like chat about.
Yeah. So, Max goes over to Dana's apartment. She has her CERN note cards, and he's quizzing her a little
bit.
That
was so cute. She cares a lot about her job, which I really liked. Yeah.
So, I don't know what she's winning, but she wants to win Lisa over. That's it.
I would want to win Lisa's, like, respect.
Yeah. So, Max is like, hey, Dana, how's life at CERN? And she's like, everyone
let me tell
hates
you.
Me.
Yeah.
And it's probably because of you. And he's like, yeah, it is.
He did warn her.
He kind of, though, reminded me of a young Jax in this situation.
Yeah, but here's the thing is he did warn her before she went, so I feel like she's not fazed by these stories because he was open about it.
He said, I hooked up with a lot of people at Cerdom. Yeah. Say we hooked up. So she tells him what Danica said.
Which, again, this story is so dumb.
And I think Dana did the right thing where she's like, this is what someone told me about you. Like,
what do you have to say?
Mom. Yeah, what do you
But she didn't say
that.
It was just like, what do you have to say? And he was like, this is a total lie. This isn't. He was like, in a sense, that's true, but that's not how exactly it happened.
The only part I didn't like is when he goes, they don't understand, they're servers at CERN, and I'm the general manager at TomTom.
I agree, because in a sense, you just put down Dana. Like, you're talking, you don't put down a group that, like, the person you're talking to is in. And, like, I'm sorry, but you're not. You work in the food service industry. Not that that's a bad thing. I'm not saying that. But don't act like you're so high above somebody who's a server when you're a manager.
And he's like, I can ban them from my restaurant. I want to be like, not even Tom Sandoval had the power to ban anyone.
I kind of get that point of like.
You're going to cause drama. Get out of my restaurant. Yeah. Yeah, but.
Like, I'm not making this a problem. You're making this a problem. But I can start making this a problem is how I took
it. I was like, ooh, that didn't sound good. The way it was cut. But again, I understand. He's like, that's not how it happened. Even if it did happen, like, it's over and it's past.
Yeah. He was like, I don't have drama with these people. I don't know why they have drama.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's so dumb, but I get it.
It's so dumb, and I think Dana and Max should just figure it out. If it doesn't go well, fine.
Yeah, and I think Max was, like, funny about it. He was like, it's all a lie. We hung out after work a few times, you know, in the late night. He, like, was basically saying, like, we were just hooking up.
Yeah.
Like, unless you put a relationship truly on it, like, we're not seeing other people. You don't have to be boyfriend and girlfriend, but, like, until you become exclusive, I'm going to say, I feel like you can't get that angry that he hooked up with someone else.
She wasn't, though. She was just like,
No. Adriana or whatever her name is. Like, I feel like Adriana knew what she was in for. It didn't seem like they were exclusive or in a relationship.
Yeah.
I understand why you're probably hurt because he hooked up with somebody on your birthday.
Would I be sad? Yeah, but also that friend is not a friend.
No.
They hooked up with, if I'm like, hey friend, I'm hooking up with Max, and then she goes to hook up with Max, I'd be like, well, both of you can be cut.
Fuck you guys, I'm not talking to you anymore. And that's where, again, it goes, that girl should say something to Dana, not this other random human at CERN. Yeah. Because this isn't that big of a deal where your friends should get involved and, like, tell your story.
Yeah.
Now, like, if he totally screwed her over and was, like, dating two people at the same time and he, like, gave her an STD and all this shit, like, okay, yeah, maybe That's the story to tell.
Oh, my God. So, where do we go next?
We are back in my... Oh, wait.
I'm in Miami, but only for a hot second.
Oh, this is when it goes back and forth. So, I grouped them together. So, do you want me to lead this part?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're back in Miami. They, I think... wake up again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is their last night out. Like, the beach was yesterday. Bo still has his mustache, and Stassi and him are not having sex.
It is gone.
Peter and Sheena.
They are the weirdest roommates. She's like, I'm going to get ready in 3 minutes. And he's like, I'm going to put streaks in my hair in 2 minutes.
Yeah. What is happening? I'm totally Sheena, and I couldn't, like, figure out, because, like, Sheena was, like, laying there in bed, and I do this every morning where I'm like, Two more minutes. But I think Peter was saying that to be like, well, I am going to straighten my hair in 2 minutes. So basically, get the fuck up.
Straighten? Yeah. I literally thought he said put streaks in. And I was like, streaks of what?
Also, why wasn't Peter in the old people category?
He's probably too old for this shit.
He actually just went as himself. Yeah, he was saying he was going to straighten his hair and Sheena was going to put on makeup. So I think because they would have had to share the bathroom, he was like, well, I'm going to straighten my hair in, like, 3 minutes in the sense to be like, get the fuck up.
Yeah.
Start going, girl. Start going. You're going to be in there for 20 hours. And then, in theory, it goes back to Sir, but let's just crush this Miami, the end of Miami stuff.
Are you sure you just don't want to get Sir over with? We're going to end on Sir.
Okay, fine. Let's go back to Sir.
Okay. Raquel. Hey, bitch.
Hey, girl. Hey.
That's it with Raquel, but...
I mean, I'm so happy you're gonna let James DJ later on,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, she is, she's so happy.
But Dana and Danica talk again, and I think Dana crushed this.
She's like, I appreciate what you told me, but...
It's so nice to...
I talked to Max.
She was like, it was so nice to talk to you about it, like, I appreciate it. I did talk to Max about it, and we're cool, so I'm just gonna, like... in a sense, let things go as they may.
And she even said, she's like, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You can say I told you so. Goodbye.
And she said, like, I'm not saying Max is a good guy, but, you know, I'm going to move forward. And I didn't like Danica's interview about this because she was basically saying, like, Dana has those eyes that just pierce you. And you just kind of, like, nod and agree with what she's saying.
You believe what she's saying.
And she was like, yeah, as if I'm going to believe you and say that he's a good guy. And Dana didn't say that. She was basically saying, like, I've known you for 5 seconds and I'm just going to trust what he's saying. Yeah. Like, she literally said, I know he's not a good guy. Or I'm not saying he's a good guy is what she said. But it's like, you're taking what she said and twisting it. Like, she didn't say those words. Mm-hmm. You're trying to make her look bad.
Yeah.
So, when she's just being real with you and honest.
Yeah, I don't really like Danica.
No, I'm not a fan. I feel like she's trying to stir up shit, and it's not even interesting.
It's not even working. No. I'd much rather see Dana and Max have a fun date out than, like, Danica try and break them up.
Well, because, like, once again, this isn't her drama to tell.
I don't know where Danica came from.
No.
Like, she just dropped out and was like...
It's that person who, like, loves to get involved with drama.
That's me.
And, like, I mean, I love to get involved. I love to know it, but I like to have, like, the...
I don't want to be responsible for starting it.
I want a sideline view. I want you to tell me everything that's going on,
but
I don't want to be involved.
Agreed. I just want to watch.
Yes. I just want a pulse check of
like
what's going on.
Like, I have my opinions, but I'm not involved.
But I'm not going to go work at Sir with you. Yeah.
So, Lisa's coming in the Dana section.
Danica did give her the heads up and said, let me show you how to show, like, make the tea. They didn't even order tea.
But it was so, Dana's like, I've been signing my note card.
I know. She was so cute. So I love that she cares. Yeah. Like, it's, nobody else cares
so
there.
So, Lisa comes in after her award. And Dana comes over and is like, hey, what's up?
Hey.
And Lisa's like, do you know our menu? Like, straight up. And she's like,
I've been studying my note cards. And then she,
and
of
she
course.
Got it right. That tuna, whatever.
Yeah.
She,
the appetizer.
Oh my God.
She did really good. I love that, like, Lisa, she doesn't give anything away. So, like, whenever Dana was saying it, it looked like she was getting it wrong.
I
and
know.
Then Lisa
was
like,
no.
She goes, good job. Like, that's correct. And she's like, we'll take that.
And although Lisa makes a little comment and says she'll be manager before you know it.
Yeah. She was like, she's amazing. I
oh
loved how much she
God.
Raved about it. But also when Dana asked Brett to go drop off the drinks and he just manhandles them.
Oh my God. Wait, first I wrote, Brett's in this show? Like, I forgot he existed, first off. he brings the wine, and then he starts flirting with Lisa in front of Ken.
So uncomfortable.
Lisa's so into it.
It was like, they were just basically talking about how, like, Lisa hasn't worked out in a while, and Lisa was like, I mean, when you have a hot guy.
Paying attention to you.
Yeah, she was like, it's so much easier to get motivated when you have a hot guy telling you how to work out, and in my mind, I was like, fuck no, all I would be thinking is like, do I look, am I bulging anywhere?
I like
do I look
a
gross?
I girl to teach me how to work out.
Yes.
Like, that's what I feel comfortable.
I want
comfortable
a fit girl.
No, I want to like opposite of fit girl.
No, because then they don't know what they're doing.
But they do know what they're doing.
No.
And they just tell me what to do.
I want a girl to work out because then I can, in a sense, compare my body to hers and see if I'm progressing correctly. But if you look at a guy, you're like, ugh, you're
nice
a meathead.
Yeah.
Or like, hey, like, you don't want to get sweaty.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
I guess it's different because he's like in his 20s and she's
not. Well, he's a charmer. He even gets Ken a little bit.
Yeah.
But he's going to do security at Pride, which I didn't know we needed security all of a sudden. But
like, what the fuck are all these roles at Pride this year?
I don't know where this is coming
and
from.
I love that Ken's like, we should get you a bigger jacket so you look a little bigger. Like, you look tiny.
Is Dana gonna be on the parade? She hasn't been told where she's gonna be.
Oh, I could see that because the main cast members typically are.
And Dana's becoming like a main player.
And Lisa, the people Lisa loves, like she always has loved Sheena. She has always loved Stassi. Like those people are always on the float.
Yeah.
But Dana isn't known yet, so
she's a hot blonde.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean.
But maybe since Max has to work, maybe she. I don't know. We'll see.
I hope she's not.
I feel like it's always more bartenders because there aren't really seated tables.
I hope that Dana gets on the parade float.
I think she will.
And Raquel has to work at serve.
But it's usually like bartenders that are rarely are like servers that are actually working because it's just like a packed like club in a sense at all these bars.
Yeah.
Nobody's
we'll
seated.
See.
But yeah.
Let's
just
go back to Miami.
Oh, lordy.
Brady,
so
they go out.
Last night out.
Brittany and Jax are front grinding, which was scarring for all of us.
When you're 40,
you shouldn't front grind anyone.
Yeah, and I love that Brittany in her interview at one point was like talking about the drama a little bit and saying that like Kristen really looks up to her and Jack's relationship.
Oh my god, I could die on how a relationship could work after going through a bunch of crap.
Which I'm like, no. I literally said, I'm sorry, but that's almost worse than Stassi's mom saying that she wishes Stassi was more like Kristen. If somebody said to me,
oh,
one day you'll have a relationship like Brittany and Jax, I'd say, fuck no,
I'd rather
be a nun. I'd rather
I'm gonna go buy a dildo dipped in acid because I think that'd be more enjoyable than that relationship.
I would rather be a nun and never have sex for the rest of my life.
Oh my.
Than be told I will be in a relationship like Brittany and Jax's.
That when Brittany said that, I could not be like, wow, you've tooted your horn so hard.
She's delusional.
Yeah, I can't even. She thinks her and Jax are a good couple.
She thinks they have an ideal relationship that people look up to. You can have a normal relationship, but you have to admit that you have problems. But even on the outside, you know how, like, there's some couples that have, like, a perfect image on the outside, but obviously there's things going on that you don't see, like they're good at hiding it? Honey, you are not good at hiding it. Your fiancé literally lies to you about going to the strip club, it's on camera.
If a sign that says, don't do it, Brittany, really affects you that much.
Nobody aspires to be you.
That relationship.
Nobody aspires to be you. But whatever. You can. You're 24 days out. I really would hope that you feel comfortable in your relationship 24 days out from your wedding. So whatever.
Because the rest of the world doesn't.
Yeah.
So Sandoval sprang a fire extinguisher at everyone. Bo loves his handlebar mustache. And you know what? He doesn't look that bad. I don't get it. I don't think he looks
I don't
horrible.
Think I could have sex with him, but I would kiss him.
I think I could have sex with him. I think it's not forever.
I would please be like, can we
get in the mood?
Close the curtains.
I
don't want even like
thing.
Moonlight on this. No.
Kristen but, and Stassi talk.
Yeah.
I think it's
so funny that Stassi was sitting alone and Kristen kind of just sits down and is like, hey.
I'm impressed that Kristen approached her.
Yeah.
I gotta give it to her. And she says she's hurt, and Stassi
which
says
I think,
she's frustrated.
I think they both express themselves really well. When they're one-on-one.
This was a great civil conversation.
Yes.
Stassi doesn't like Carter.
Yeah.
But she says she loves Kristen, and she just wants Kristen to be happy.
And if being with Kristen Carter. Is what, or sorry, yeah, if Kristen being with Carter is what is like, will stop all this kind of back and forth, then she's like, she's okay with it. And it's not like she needs her approval, but she's saying, I don't care who you are with. I care that you're happy.
Yeah. And she says, like, Kristen, I'm going to be your friend no matter what.
Yeah. Even if you, I feel like everybody every once in a while has to throw out because they're so frustrated and done in that moment. Yeah. Like, I'm done with this. I'm done with you.
Well, Kristen thought earlier she was going to lose her two best friends. Yeah. And Sassy straight up at least, like, said, like, I love you. I'm your friend no matter what.
Yeah.
Kristen fucked her. Yeah. Jacks. Like, yeah. If we can get Holy through fuck. That, we're fine.
Here's the thing is, I don't think Stassi really ever, like, I think she threw it out, like, I'm done, but I don't think she said, we're not going to be friends.
I think it's more Katie.
Yeah.
I think Stassi's very, like,
I'm done. I'm done with this.
I need you to recognize what's going to make you happy and yeah. do that thing, so then the rest of us don't have to try and make you happy.
Yeah, and I have a note here that I feel like Kristen needs approval way too much. I think that's the problem with
this.
She does.
I think she's been...
She doesn't.
I'll give it. Kristen's a shitty ass person 90% of the time, and I hate her ass. But man, if I was Kristen, I would need approval from one person to be like, I still kind of like you because the rest of the world doesn't
yeah, but
really.
I think that's why she's having a hard time with this. She obviously loves or wants something with Carter, even if it's just like a hooking up relationship. She wants that, like a guy's approval. It doesn't have to be Carter's. I don't think she just needs someone.
Yeah.
But I really think she needs her friend's approval way too much. Like, the way you talked about it is, like, you were battling with, like, I really care about it, but they don't care for him.
Yeah.
And I don't think the girls hate Carter that much. They look at it as he's mooching off of her because the story she's putting out there
is he's a horrible person.
Yeah. So yeah. It's, like, it's not really fair. He truly, in my mind, hasn't done anything wrong. They just have a relationship that it's in limbo. And I think the girls are, like,
make a decision.
You need to put boundaries out so this isn't in limbo anymore. Yeah. If you don't like it how it is, then this is how you need to move forward. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like she wants approval from the girls, but is scared to even be like, what if I get back with Carter? Because I think she thinks they'll say no, but Stassi like affirmed that like, do whatever you make that makes you happy because I'm tired of this like limbo. Yeah. It's not working for you. It's not working for us.
Well, they seem to be fine. Brittany has the best time.
She's very happy with her bachelorette. This girly, I feel like, needs to be like a Barbie where it's like, this was the greatest time ever.
She
so happy.
She can't deny, though. Brittany's that person that can't deny if anything goes wrong in her relationship. He's like, we got it. Next time, though, Pride.
Oh,
James
yeah.
comes through.
Whoop, whoop,
Has
whoop,
he been drinking?
Okay, all I'm saying is James said he was heading home after Pride, but he calls her Kelly
yeah,
bitches are out, so I can't wait for this. I want James.
I'm excited for Sheena being jealous. I'm excited for Lisa being like, stop being jealous of Dana.
Yes.
And Sheena's like,
I'm not jealous. I literally said
that. It was amazing.
I literally said, Sheena saying she's not jealous 40 times and starts crying. Yeah, it's definitely a jealousy
yeah.
thing.
And Sheena and Dana have a talk while Sheena takes a hit of her inhaler.
Oh my god, that was amazing. And I like Dana has the wittiest little things. Like, are you 34 or 16? I really can't tell.
Not a retainer.
No, not a retainer.
Inhaler.
Oh man. What a time to be alive. I think next episode might be one of my favorites. I'm pumped.
I'm excited.
It'll be great. But Let's discuss some Facebook comments. It's our Chris's corner with the best.
He had some thoughts.
Yes.
He doesn't like Danica because she's trying too hard.
Okay. Agreed.
Sandoval is still getting on my nerves.
Agreed.
I think less this episode, but still he needs to just
Because
stop.
I think the reason we usually like Sandoval is he does fun things like dress and drag. Like, these are his ideas
yeah.
that it's like
He's fun.
He brings a lot of fun and experience stuff to the group.
Yeah.
But, like, lately, he hasn't been adding anything good. We just see this horrible, douchey side of him, which
yeah.
has always existed. He's just a really strong-minded person and doesn't believe he's ever wrong. But when there's no fun involved, you can't overlook his shitty
yeah.
side.
Jax is still terrible and Britt is still annoying.
Agreed.
Why is everyone picking on Dodie? We've discussed.
I think me as an audience member is over it, too. I'm at the point that Katie and Stassi are at where I'm just tired of hearing
I sympathize with Stassi. I think I just don't like Katie to like, dealing with problems.
I'm just over this drama, so I can't imagine hearing about it all the time.
Max is creepy. I disagree.
I disagree.
I like Max.
I think it was creepy when he showed up at Sir, but, like, not oh, in I other moments. Oh,
he showed up. But, yeah. like, that was so
It was, over. Like, obviously, like, production told him to, like, walk in and, like...
Yeah, he was fine. Poor Schwartz. Yeah, I'll give it.
100%.
Give Sheena more screen time.
Yes! I'm on board with this.
Oh my god, I forgot Sheena existed.
I'm on board. Like, I can't wait for this little Sheena saying, I'm not jealous. Like, we really yeah. didn't see her.
I'm excited.
This last episode.
And bring back James.
Yes! Agreed. I'm hyped for Pride.
I love James.
James is still in the early phase of his, like, story arc that obviously he's still not doing great.
I think he's so hurt from the reunion that he, like, hasn't shown up these first few episodes.
No. If you think about it, all the episodes have been really... It was, like, the house party. They hate him, so they're not inviting him to their house. It has to be kind of public events.
I think... But usually we would get James at his apartment being like, oh, I'm yeah. sad I'm left out. Oh, I'm sad, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I think James is literally, like, I'm out of it. Like,
yeah, but
I'm not going to get in the drama with these people. There's not even going to be a scene of me being like, oh, I'm sad, so then they can't attack me yeah. or anything.
But I think with the new people, we don't have time for that. Like, that was kind of filler true. Stuff. That's like, true. We have filler stuff now where we're really introducing the new cast. And since he doesn't work at any of the bars, we can't force that conversation to happen. Yeah.
So the other piece I found interesting was Chris posted in the Facebook group about how Jack fired back at fans after yeah. being accused of lying about to bring yes, him out the strip club.
Which I thought was hilarious.
He's like, you only saw a minute of, like, our full 3 hours or however long they were there.
But, like, it's still, even if it's 3 minutes of the hour you were there, it still proves that you did enjoy it at some yeah. point.
So, no one else.
Wait, he also posted an article about how Jax and Brittany are planning their, like, having a baby around Sassy and Bo's wedding. Yeah. Which I'm like, fuck yeah, I would totally do this Brittany made another Friends reference. I love Friends, but I'm over Brittany with, like, this Friends.
I don't even like Friends, so.
But Brittany made the reference of that, like, Phoebe in one of the seasons had to stay back from the wedding. And I totally get that. I would not want that. I would totally plan having a baby around somebody else's wedding. To the point where I wouldn't even want to get pregnant before. Like, she's just worried about the timing of it, not being able to fly. Like, she's comfortable being pregnant.
I don't want to go to the wedding pregnant.
Because I want to get drunk at these weddings.
Yeah.
Like, I always, like, find it amazing that people who, like, have these shotgun weddings and have the actual ceremony and whole reception do it. Uh-huh. I would legally get married if I was pregnant, but I would not have the reception type. I would want to throw a party and, like, get drunk.
Yeah. No, I'm 100% on board with Brittany waiting.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But I love that, like, she wants a baby ASAP Rocky, and I'm like, you're going to be the only one.
Jax's sperm isn't going to work much longer.
That's true. But I don't think Stassi wants to have a baby yet. Isn't she, like, 29?
Stassi?
Yeah, but, like, I mean, Stassi and Bo are going to get married next. Like, they're not going to, like, her and Katie, they don't want babies yet.
Which is fine, but their husbands aren't as old as Jax.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, Brittany's going to be in on this alone.
She does not even care. Because then she's going to be the first one. Think about it. Everyone made a really big deal when Tom and Katie were getting married.
Yeah.
They were technically the first ones. I mean, like, Sheena, but no one was friends with Sheena.
Yeah, nobody cared.
It was a big deal. And, like, even though Brittany's getting her big deal, she has to remind everyone, like, I'm the bride. I'm the bride. Because Katie was first to do it. And her marriage turned out okay so far. So.
Also, I watched, again, a little bit of Watch What Happens Live. Not much, because I had to go get my laundry. And Stassi was on it with Kyle from Summer House.
Oh, love Summer House. Love
them. But they actually are both engaged, so they were talking a little bit about weddings.
Amanda. Oh my god, I forgot.
Yeah, and Andy asked them, who from your cast is not invited?
Oh my god, what'd they say?
Kyle said it's still really early. They really haven't talked about, they haven't finalized it, but he can definitely confirm.
The twins aren't coming. Oh, sorry.
That, definitely not. But he can confirm, like, within his cast now, Jordan isn't coming, who's one of the new guys from last season. And I don't think he's on it this season. But Stassi, before that question, had said something about how Kristen is 50-50 up in the air, invited, maybe not.
Oh, my God.
So then she used that as a scapegoat to, like, oh, well, she said James wouldn't be invited, but she said, we're not close, so that's not really a shocker.
Especially if it's in Italy. Like,
and,
that's a lot.
Yeah, and Andy made the comment of, like, well, earlier you said 50-50 on Kristen, so we'll see about that one.
Ooh.
So I don't think she'll be invited. I don't know when the wedding is, though. I know they've scouted locations in Italy, but I haven't heard a date. It's
difficult to find locations in Italy.
Well,
Chris posted about that.
Yeah, another Chris article is that they're having trouble with their wedding. I think with setting a date, probably, because they have to work out filming, and it's difficult to get Bravo to Italy. But I don't get how that's so difficult, because Real Housewives of New Jersey have gone to Italy. Like, a lot of people have gone to different countries for trips.
I don't know. I've never tried to plan something in Italy with a film crew.
But I wonder if it's just so expensive, Italy is. Like, whereas, like, they usually go to, like, a beach place and, like, the Caribbean.
Maybe. I don't know. I really can tell you. I know you're, like, spitballing. I have no idea.
I'm just saying, I need this on film. This is the one Bravo wedding I want to see.
Yeah, 100%. So no one else gave us feedback. I kind of posted late in the Facebook group.
That's okay.
But we love your feedback.
We want your opinions.
You can give us your opinions on Vanderpump Rules, or if you have questions for just, like, who Meredith and I are.
Yeah.
Feel free to post, honestly, whatever, and we'll answer as much as we
can. And, like, you don't have to wait for us to even put something in. We want comments all day, 24/7.
Yeah, and we'll probably talk about it here, because this is the one time a week we see each other.
Yeah, and we get to discuss our opinions.
Want to do Accepted in Black?
Yeah, this one was tough. After the episode, I didn't really know what to do because I felt like there wasn't much going on. Yeah.
Are we starting with Accepted?
Yeah, let's do Accepted. Okay. You go first.
I think I pick Dana every time, even though I love her. So I'm going to switch it up, and I'm going to accept Schwartz.
Ooh, good choice.
The first time in 8 seasons has stuck up for himself.
I agree.
With his best friend.
Yeah.
So I'll accept Short.
Yeah, I had a hard time with this one too. But to be honest, I'm accepting Lisa because I truly believe Lisa is on this publicity train. But I'm okay with it because I find it great TV. Like, this is the one show she's dedicating her time to.
Yeah.
And I loved the, like, pump up to, like, Pride. Like, she was going around doing her little thing. And I loved how she talked to every manager. I loved her conversation with Max. Danica is just a whole nother story. But I love the way she raves about her staff when she really cares about them.
Yeah,
like, I think she's a great owner and truly cares about these people. And I love seeing that.
Good pick. Thanks. Should we block someone?
This
is hard. But for obvious reasons, I have to block Danica.
Ooh.
I think she's sticking her nose where it doesn't belong. She's annoying the hell out of me. She deserves nothing in this conversation. She's doing this to get in good with Sheena, of all people.
But not even that. I think she wants screen time because she's not... Honestly, the story about her and her little boyfriend, like, having a fight at Sir and her getting suspended was interesting.
I would have been more interested if we could have seen the girl he wanted to have a threesome with.
No, I would have even taken a conversation between those two. Yeah.
Like,
they could have talked about grocery shopping.
It? What are you looking
for? No, they could have talked about anything. That would have been more interesting. No, I agree. I want to talk about that too. But anything would have been more interesting than Danica bringing up some drama that she has nothing to do with.
Yeah, 100%. So Danica, you're black. Sorry.
I'm blocking Sandoval because he fucking sucks. I hate the I'm sorry buts.
I fucked up and you fucked up.
It's just not cool because he's still trying to drag Schwartz in the mud. Like, you shouldn't give an apology just to get one back.
Yeah, agreed.
Which is how I felt like he handled that conversation with Schwartz. And it's like, you, A, are underestimating Schwartz. Like, that's your business partner. You own the exact same percentage. You're not above him.
Yeah.
If you put in more work, that's on you.
Yeah.
Maybe he's winning because he's not doing all this shit. He's not doing the shit the manager was hired to do.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's on you. And I don't know. I just don't like the way he's talking
to him. You'll know from our conversation earlier that I hate Sandwich.
I'm done.
So I'm here.
Yeah.
So we have 2 iTunes reviews.
Woo!
I was so excited. When you sent me this, I was like, oh my God.
I randomly saw them because I was stalking our own podcast.
Oh my God. I'm so excited.
Do you want to read one and I'll read one?
Yeah. Can I read the really, really nice one?
Is it the long one?
The long one.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's this really, really long one that we got, and it's so nice.
Both are 5 stars. We accept 5 stars.
Thank you so much. I don't know how to pronounce how you did this, so I'm going to go anonymous.
It's a bunch of letters.
Title is, Love Listening to Alicia and Meredith. None of my friends watch Vanderpump Rules, so I'm always dying for a platform to discuss it on. Listening to this podcast makes me feel like I'm sitting around with my girls, drinking wine, and talking about my favorite show. Both Alicia and Meredith are funny, thorough, and honest when reviewing each episode, so their commentary is actually interesting. I look forward to their podcast each week almost as much as I look forward to actually watching Pump Rules. I would recommend this podcast to a friend, and I'm excited to see how far they go. As a new show, it's hard to get off the ground, but I have faith in them. Keep it up, ladies.
Thank you!
That's so nice. That's nicer than my mom would be.
We thank you so much because honestly what we're doing is we're sitting on my couch just talking.
I have tears in my
loads
eyes.
Of opinions.
That is so nice.
And I hope you guys know, like, this is the exact same conversation we would have when we worked together.
Yeah.
We would sit for an hour and talk about shows. So this is the exact same thing, except R.I.P. Mara. Always got to mention her. But, like,
honestly, we just started recording because we thought it'd be funny.
Yeah.
We thought it'd be a fun hobby. It gives us an excuse to hang out because now that we don't work together, it's just an easy way to hang out.
We're forced to be real friends. No, I'm kidding. So our other review is, I think, May Burton.
Thank you, May.
Yep. 5 stars again. It's called The Better Pump Rules Podcast, which, wow, shots fired.
Oh, my God.
But it's true.
That's mine.
She said, I started listening to another Pump Rules pod, and it was so awful. Not funny, and they name-dropped the cast like they knew them, but turns out they are really just creepy stalkers who live in L.A. These girls, us, actually like the cast and don't do awful kind of offensive Britney voices. I mean, we don't do it offensively,
but
we sometimes drop it.
Oh my God, I don't mean it offensively. It's just that my Southern accent sucks.
She also said, really enjoyed it, so do yourself a favor and choose these girls. Heck yes, May. We appreciate it.
You're so sweet.
It made our, I don't even know when I sent you these, but it made our day, our week.
I freaked out. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, we got reviews. Look at these. It was so fun.
So, as we leave you, please leave a review. We absolutely love them.
It's fun.
Them. Chris, where are you with the review?
You're in the corner. Yeah, where are
we
you
love
at?
Mary-Kate, we missed you again. She's our other shining star.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Yeah.
Hit up the Facebook and Insta. Thanks,
guys. Bye, guys.